I'm really thrilled to be speaking today to
Yes.
Pauly Carman, whose latest album, Life Is So Short, I'm delighted to say is part of the association I have with Press and Glass under Premium Grade Productions and Soul Music Records Digital. So excited because it's the first time I'm talking to Pauly about this project. I don't know if we've ever spoken before, but that's all right.
That's all
What I was going to say is that, particularly because we had two other singles that came out earlier this year that have had a really nice reception. So I know that people have been waiting to hear this album. So here we are talking about it and to have people catch up on what you've been up to in the last years. But let's start out by saying, welcome.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here with you, David. My
Yes,
pleasure.
yes. So let's start from, the jumping off point seems logically to be, how did this album come about? We want to give me some background of how you first met Preston, and also that I know the other producers involved. So if you'd like to share with me and with our people listening, how this all unfolded.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. A wonderful work of pure pleasure, absolutely. This project began. I received a call from Mr. Preston Glass, who I've been watching Preston's work for years. And I had known about him under studying with Tom Bell, and
Yes.
had looked at many of the projects that he had done
Yes.
prior to this, and the artists that he had worked with. And so I was so excited to get actually I think I got a text from him first. And I had made a statement online about how I absolutely love collaborating with different artists, producers, directors, with whatever. And he said that he would love to get together and possibly collaborate and on a project that he had going with a young lady in the UK by the name of Sarah Collins.
Oh
And
yes.
I was thrilled to be a part of that. I absolutely just told him from the get that, yes, consider me in. I'm a part of this. Not ever hearing what the song was he wanted me to be a part of or anything.
Yes.
And so he said, wonderful, why don't we talk on the phone? So we spoke on the phone, and just to speak with him felt like a brother kind of kinship. We spoke, it was so very natural. It was an easy conversation. And we just basically talked about music. He told me a little bit about Sarah and her lovely voice. So I had a chance to look Sarah up and research her a bit. And I loved what I heard from Sarah. She does resemble the Lulu. And I'm
Yes.
a Lulu fan. I've always been. With love and all of that and everything. And so he said, I'll send you a track. Take a listen to the track. Let me know what you think. We'll talk about it and then get you in the studio. So he sent me the track, and I loved it. It was a duet with Sarah, and So Deep is the name of it.
Yes.
And so I scheduled the time in a studio that I go to here, because I don't have my own studio in my home. I don't want it to be that easy. But
I hear
keeps my excitement up.
you.
So I took the piece of work into the studio, and I laid vocals and I sent them to Preston, and he said, this is fantastic. Great. What else are you doing, Polly?
Yes, yes, yes,
I'm
yes.
here and I'm open for you, Preston. So he said, why don't we do a project? And I said, done. When do you want to start? So
Wow.
that started the whole ball rolling, and it's ever since then it's been a labor of love.
Yes.
He is my brother, I do call him Big Brother. I don't call him by his name. I call him Big Brother because that's what he reminds me of. I come from a very large family, seven boys and three girls. And so I have a lot of older brothers. So he's just another one that I add to the list. But that is how we met. And from then, David, he spoke to me about you. And I had already known about you being an illustrious
You want the
artist.
right word?
Yeah,
Can I give you a word for it?
okay.
Scribe. That covers a lot of things. If I tell people I'm a
That covers a
scribe,
lot of area, David. It covers a lot of area.
because a writer, I mean, it's not like wrong when people call me a journalist or a writer, but I think that's a little restrictive. So I prefer to call myself a scribe because that really is what I do. It's really basically I'm someone who, I guess you could say in a way, details the history of people. And also, a scribe has a different flavor to it. It's very
Sure.
old school, in fact, old ancient school, but that's all right.
That's all
So if
right.
that's the word you're looking for, that'll
That
work.
that'll do fine. That'll do fine. You're a historian, a
Yes.
musical, you're a songwriter also.
Yes.
And so, I read about your soul music records and everything that you have going on, and I thought this is perfect people for me to be involved with right now. God has me right where he wants me, and I'm happy about that.
Wow.
So that's sort of how that whole thing came about. And we
Yes.
started, Preston and I started writing music, and he would bring up things, projects that had not been finished completely of his, and I brought mine to the table that weren't completely finished, and we finished them.
Wow.
And it really was labor of love. And I think we started in maybe February, right? Somewhere at
Yes.
the top of the year. And we have one album done and many more to come
Wow.
because
Well, which of course I'm thrilled. I'm even more thrilled. I'll be honest with you, with the song that that I co-wrote with Preston and yourself. I mean, it's really interesting how that evolved because, yeah, my songwriting activities are not necessarily as well known as my activities as a scribe. However, Preston and I have been working together for a while. We've written quite a few songs together, and I'm really happy with how I work with him. And
Yes.
like you, I found him very easy to work with. And this was just a lyric that we were talking about on the phone, and I came up with a title, and then he started working on it, and I started working on it, and then he told me he was going to present it to you, and I said, "Wow." I had no idea that it would
Yes.
become the title track,
The
which
title
is
track.
a real honor for me too, because I don't think I've had anything so far that's been a title track of an album. Well, there
Oh.
you go. So
Well,
it's a first for me
congratulations.
too. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes.
So welcome. And I'm
Thank
looking
you.
forward to our next project, David.
Yes. Well, before we get to the next project, I do want to ask you about a couple of other things. So there's some of the work on the album is also with a production team,
Yes.
which is consists of Brian Morgan,
Yes.
and I'm gonna make sure I get her name right. Oh, I should have the name in front of me. His production partner.
Sure, Katie Goulet. Yeah.
Yes. Who, from what Preston told me, is related to a not so well known in Britain, but certainly in America, what would be called I don't know what the correct term is, a singer of standards, you'd have to tell me how Robert Goulet is referred to. I know his name.
Yes. Actor, singer, yes, all of that. And
So
Katie,
how, yes, go ahead.
Katie also is very, very gifted
Yes.
instrumentalist, vocalist, songwriter, great ears,
Right.
and
Now,
wonderful voice. Yeah.
and how did you and how did your association with Brian and Katie come about?
Okay, that's a good question. Brian and I first met back in 1987,
Wow.
probably right at the end of 86, because I had
Yes.
just recently finished working with the system,
Oh,
David Frank,
yeah.
David Frank and Mick Murphy, and which was another wonderful experience for me in my
Yes.
career. But Brian and I met in Los Angeles while I was doing my second solo album called It's Time. And we both wrote on that album and came up with the title track, It's Time. And we had a wonderful time, wonderful experience working with each other. And it was very smooth, but it was very quick back then. That was before the record companies had gone through their whole downfall and everything of the old record industry. CBS, Columbia wanted the album done. They wanted it done right now. So what I did, David, I went to New York and I recorded, I think, four songs in New York City. And I used Dave Koz on sax. Karen White did a duet with me, written and produced by David Foster. We never called it Love. And I had a wonderful time working with the musicians there in New York, but I only spent maybe 3 days and did four songs. So it was very rushed. I flew from New York to Los Angeles to finish the album. And that's where Brian Morgan and I met. So we started our music collaboration career back then in 80. The album came out in 87. Yeah, It's Time, my second solo album.
So when it came time to do this one,
Yes.
you recon I assume you re did you reach out to him and let him know you were doing that, and is that how you reconnected?
I reached out to Brian and I said, "What are you
Oh,
doing?"
yay. So when it was time to do this particular project that you have done now with Preston and so forth, so is that when you reached back out to Brian, or had you already worked with him prior to this album being put together?
I had worked with Brian. Brian and I touched base probably, oh, maybe last year, sometime last year. And we've still kept in touch with each other, and we're constantly writing because that's what we do. And so he started sharing. He's always sharing ideas and music with me, and me with him. And we decided. I let him know. I said, "I'm working with Preston Glass and David right now, and he said, I want to be a part of that." So "Okay, well, let's do something." And he came about with a couple of tracks that I thought would really fit the package. And
Wow.
yeah.
Great, 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 great. Now, so we have the new album,
Yes.
and obviously we're not going to go over every single track because that would be the whole interview. But are
True.
there any particular song? I mean, it's not really fair to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are there any particular songs that are personally very special for you on the album? On a personal level, I mean,
Yes, I'll have to say that doing this package allowed me as a vocalist and songwriter to delve into different genres of music, and that's what I love about music because there's if you're known for delivering music and putting out projects just in one sort of area in music, then you could possibly get pigeonholed. But I
True.
don't think, but for me, maybe not. I don't know, because I know in growing up, I loved everything. I loved rock music. I loved Jimi Hendrix. I loved the Temptations. I loved,
Yes.
you name it, I loved it. And I'm still a sponge like that. I love different genres of music. So this album actually gave me the opportunity to sort of stretch myself vocally and in writing, and just using my ears as production, and
Yes.
sort of say. Best or favorite songs on this album,
That really means something to you personally, really a song here that really, is something you can say, I'll say from your heart, but well, yes, guess I guess that's a particularly resonates for you on a personal level.
David, I must say to you, and it's not because I'm speaking to you right now, but
Mm.
life too short
Oh.
really touched me because ever since say the COVID era, 2020, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations.
Okay.
My wife and I both contracted COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It took
Yes.
its toll. Oh, that's all right. I'm fine now.
Good, good.
It took its toll on my body, though, mainly my heart. And
Oh dear, yes.
we almost lost Polly in 2021. I was diagnosed with an enlarged heart and a leaky valve. And many people in the medical fields have voiced their opinions with me that it could have been from the COVID virus or it could have
Yes.
been from the medication in the shots that I received
Right.
for it. Nonetheless, thank you, Lord. I'm living today and I live every
Yes.
day now to the fullest,
Yes.
which I didn't. Well, I would say prior to that, I lived every day to the fullest. And some would say in the wrong ways.
Well, okay.
I was running, and the stresses of a music industry the way it used to be
Yes.
could be very difficult on an artist or a producer or
True.
whatever. But, my eating habits were not good.
I gotcha.
I just had habits in my life that could have been better. But up until then, I was doing fine as far as I
Gotcha.
was concerned. I was fine.
Yes.
I
Yes.
felt good. I was still running over myself, to do different things and be with different people and all of that. But with the heart situation, the medical situation, I had to change my eating habits. I had to change a lot of my lifetime habits.
Yeah.
And for the better. I mean,
Yes.
it did do me good because the heart situation does run in my family, though.
Oh, I got you.
Something else I didn't know, but the
Yes.
cardiologists were explaining all that to me as well. So it was a very learning experience, and I thank God that I'm alive.
Yes,
I smell the roses now.
good.
I go out and sing with the birds,
Well, that's good
I
too.
take it more easy on myself. So
Yes.
life is too short. Life is too short.
Wow.
My
See,
prayer is to
yeah.
treasure the pleasures in life and go out and make those memories, make those wonderful memories with your loved ones and friends. And I zero in on that song. It is the title cut of the album, but
Wow. That's really amazing. I mean, honestly, I mean, I had no idea that it had that much resonance for you. Oh, you're telling me now. That's really amazing. Yeah. I mean, obviously the idea of the lyric was, I don't want to talk too much because we got to talk about other things, but just to say that, the idea of the lyric is really simply stressing that or pointing out to the fact that, we're all heading in a particular direction, whether you want to go or not, we're
Now,
all going to go somewhere at some point, and hopefully not, hopefully later rather than sooner. However, the point is I think, I can't recall what the particular inspiration was, but I think I said it to Preston one day in a conversation, and we were talking about something, and that's how it came about. The point being, I had no idea until you just shared with me how much of an impact that lyric had, and I know you contributed to the song. It wasn't just me and Preston. So really, that's a, wow, that's really special. Yeah,
yes, indeed. When
yes,
I
thank you.
heard the melody and read the lyrics and it started to sink in on me, that very it was very personal. It was very personal to me.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, now I know there are people who are listening to us and are going to wonder, well, can we go back in time just a little bit to talk about How many people know you from back in the 80s, from the massive classic hits you had with the group Champagne. I've already mentioned them in all the things I write about. How About Us? Try It.
Try again.
Say again.
Try again.
Try Again. So obviously there was a point in time when you were, how can we put this, riding the wave. And without going into too much, how was that time period for you? What was it like? Was it really fast paced? Was it happening so quickly? I mean, how was it?
I can be quite honest. The buildup to the first release of How About Us was very grueling, but very, very, it was a learning process, right?
Yes.
And it had been since, oh, maybe 1979 that we put the band together as Champagne and just started playing all the clubs in the Midwest, going as far out as we could go regionally to perform and to, of course, make money, but have fun playing music and just develop a camaraderie and a personality for the whole group to reflect and to the world. But when the first single, when we signed with CBS Columbia for the first single, How About Us, which was just a magical time. It was going from one level to a very high level, boom, just like that. And yes, everything took off. It took off like I can't explain.
Oh, I could get an idea what it would probably have been like.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But it was so wonderful to be able to travel to different places out of the country to learn that people knew about you and your music, which was very mind-blowing right there. I'll back up a little bit. It was very mind-blowing to hear my own voice on the radio. That just it did it for me, and I thought, I want to do this more and more and more and more. But yes, it did. It took off immediately. We did the first single, How About Us? We went to New York to film a video of How About Us. And I think 2 weeks later, we flew off to the UK and did a whole PR of the UK. But when we arrived in London, we were presented with our first platinum. It's hanging on the wall over there. I can't move. I
That's
can't
all
move.
right. It's all
I can't
right.
take
All
no
right.
words. I've got one. It's hanging on
It's
the wall
all right.
with the wonderful British flag on it. But yes, that was so, from London to Paris to Brussels to Amsterdam and to see the world was just beautiful. Just beautiful. You know,
And
you never
then,
we'd never traveled like that
of
before,
course,
We
So it was really,
had these,
So
right?
it was a lot all at once, I imagine.
It really was, yes.
And then, just remind everyone, how many albums did you do with Champagne?
Well, let's see. Let's see.
Oh, you can look it up.
Keep myself humble, right? This was our very first album.
I remember that.
This one is How About Us? And this one was produced by a gentleman by the name of Leo Graham.
Yes, familiar
Leo,
with him
oh,
from
beautiful.
Chicago, right?
Yes, from Chicago.
Yes,
And
yes, yes.
he recorded How About Us in Chicago at Universal Studios. And yes, Leo had produced all the Manhattans
That's right.
for the Manhattans, Shining Star and whatnot. And let's see, that was the first one with Champagne. This one was the second one
Yes.
Champagne. Modern Heart, which spawned the hit Try Again. Maybe We Can Try Again.
Yes.
And it was produced by George Massenberg.
Yep. Know who he is too. Yes.
Yes. For those who don't know George, George invented the graphic equalizer. George did and produced many wonderful artists such as Linda Ronstadt and Little Feat and so many more. This was Champagne's third album,
Okay.
Woman in Flames, which had the hits on it, Off and On Love, and a very beautiful ballad called This Time. This was a very interesting album. We used the guitar player from Toto, Lukather, plays on the album, and many other wonderful musicians. A great album. This album, we were going to do long form videos. And
Wow.
it was just the beginning of a thing called long form videos, whereas you video every song on the album,
Yes. Yes.
and then it's put together as sort of a short story, movie. And I was excited about that because I'm always excited about film and filming and movies and movie music, screenplays. So I said, so I'll get to do some acting in this one. They said, yeah,
Okay.
maybe. I said, well, great. They said, well, everyone will be a different character on this album. I said, well,
Okay.
who am I going to be? And they said, well, you're going to be the killer. I said, no, I don't
Oh.
want to be the killer. Well, why do I have to be the
Ha.
killer? Anyway, another very, very good album, as I mentioned. Now, unfortunately, after we did the album, I had always wanted to go on tour.
Yes.
I've been a very feisty kind of a guy as I grew up. I'm a lot mellower now, but we never went on tour. So this one in 85, 1985, we went on our first tour. And we were with some wonderful groups that we opened for and were a part of. But then the group broke up
Okay.
on the way home from the tour. I could get into
Okay.
the details for you, but I'll just say
That's fine.
this one fell in love with this one. And I had mentioned to everyone, please don't fall in love with the beautiful Rena Jones because she's beautiful and gifted. And that would be the downfall of our group.
Oops.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh
But
dear.
anyway,
Well, there you go.
And so when we got back home and the group parted ways, we had a final meeting with CBS, and they actually came to Champaign. And so I asked them if I could go on with CBS and do a solo career, and they really said yes, no problem.
All right.
And so I did just that, and my very first solo album.
Yes.
This one was with David Frank and Mick Murphy of the
That's the one you
System.
mentioned before, the system. Yeah. Yeah.
Dial My Number was the that this one spawned, and a lot of wonderful players on this album as well. But for Champagne, that was what we did, and after I did my first solo album, I was called back to Champagne by the ones who actually broke up the band
Yeah, oops.
to do another Champagne album. And so we signed with Malico Records
Oh,
in Baltimore.
yeah.
And we did this one, Champagne 4.
Okay, all right.
And this album is a very good album as well. As a matter of fact, I would call it even a collector's item, honestly,
Wow.
because
Yeah.
of the songwriting and just the whole vibe of this album. That's the beautiful Rena Jones right
Yes.
there.
Yes,
That's my
yes, yes.
girl. We're still close to this date, by
Good,
the way.
good.
She's a very sweet, sweet young lady. But yeah, so Champagne did those four albums, and that was it for Champagne. But I believe I'm going to go on and spread the legacy of Champagne music and continue on as Champagne. And so I did just that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I did.
And then, so just to bring us up to date, So then there's a time period in between after that. When I'm assuming, one should not assume, but I'm assuming you started doing some solo work of your own. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes. I did an I well, independent then, because
Yes.
all of the record companies and the
Sure.
record industry had started to crumble, and the onset of online everything. So my first independent my
Oh,
first
all right.
independent album on the Champagne name was called Karma.
Okay.
And Karma's actually right over there. She's
Okay. Okay.
She says hello.
Okay.
But yes, if music is truly your passion, you live it.
Yeah.
You live it. It's not something that you punch the clock and say, okay, music time, now I'm
Yeah.
going to do it, or a
Yes.
hobby or whatever.
Yes.
But if it is truly your passion, that's what you do. That I had a wonderful time with Preston Glass, because he lives in music as well.
Absolutely.
We'd be
Yes.
talking on the phone, and someone would say something, either he or I, or
Yeah.
I'd just make a notion about something. Well, that cooked really nice. He said, oh, now that's a title for a song. That was a title for a song. Do you ever turn that off? And he said, no, I
No.
can't turn it off. I
Yes. So here we are. So you pretty much brought us up to date. Let me ask you, do you do a lot of is for some people recording is a primary is their primary focus, and for some people it's performing, and some people it's both. Do you enjoy performing?
I love performing. Yes, I
Okay.
do. I think it's the perfect balance to going into the studio,
Yes.
because as you well know, is those two are so different.
That's right.
Many people don't realize that or understand that, but they're so different. But I think that's the perfect balance to recording, is performing. So I've always loved to do both, and I still do to this day. And I look forward to doing more. And coming to the UK, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's see what magic we can create.
Can we create some magic, David?
We could, you know, hey, you know, it's all about the magic, isn't it, really? Well, there you got another song title. It's all about the magic. Anyway, I gotcha. So I want to conclude by asking you know, just in terms of being able to perform any of the songs on your current album, on the new album, are you planning to do that? Do you have some things in mind to do that in terms of actual performances?
I do, as a matter of fact, and I've been actually doing little, what would you call it? I call them scripts in my head about what the stage would look like,
Yes.
what would be performed, and when and how. And I still want to collaborate with as many people as I can, because
Yes.
that's it's just healthy. It's healthy,
Yes.
and I'd love to come to the UK and find Sarah and just see her
All right.
on one of her performances, and I'll just sneak in from
Yes.
the side stage. No,
All
I
right.
want to perform many of these songs
Yes.
on this album, because they would all be just lovely to perform on stage,
Right. Well,
and I think audience would love it.
I've got two more questions for you. Who would you say in terms of vocally, who would you consider to be your primary influence if there is one?
Oh,
I know that's a tough question, but
yes, and of course there are many.
anyone in particular that you listened to a lot growing up or that was.
Well, as I mentioned before, I listened to everything when I was growing up, everything from Broadway plays to gospel music to jazz to R&B. I loved Stevie Wonder, absolutely. I still do. Had the pleasure of meeting Stevie, and we spent time together. We even wrote a song together.
Any
Marvin
particular?
Gaye.
Yes.
I also love the Beatles for their
Yes.
melodies and harmonies, and oh my goodness, any R&B
I
group.
gotcha.
possibly name I probably listened to and
Yes.
probably was an influence of mine in one way or another.
Okay.
But yes, there are many, but I'm a
Well,
lover of.
here's my final question for you. In describing your voice, which is quite distinctive, I must say, because that's one of the comments I've seen people make already about in response to the album. One of the phrases that Preston referred he referred to as having a honey drip voice. That was his term. So how do you feel about having been told you have a honey drip voice?
I like
Oh, velvet, the flavor of so, or in other words, another term he used was velvet, a velvet
that.
voice. Yes,
I love velvet. I love honey dip, and
good,
I love one
good.
person said you have a voice like cognac.
Okay,
All right.
well, we're going to conclude our interview now, but thank you so much for your time, Paulie. It's a real pleasure to speak with you. I'm really grateful for your time. I'm grateful for your participation on this album, which I'm really excited about. So just really want to say thank you so much. And let's intend that this be the beginning of doing many projects together.
Please, sir, please. And it's my pleasure. And thank you so very much for having me to be a part of Soul Music Records. I'm absolutely ecstatic today.